Hey, Bob here, and welcome back to the Your Virtual Upline podcast, where we give network marketers the mindset, strategies, and skills that you need to build the business and life of your dreams.
Hey, Bob here. Welcome back to the show. Today, I've got, once again, an important question. I'm asking you all these important questions on the shows recently. But the important question I want to ask you today is, are you self-sabotaging your own success? This is something that I am an expert on. I was a self-sabotager. I'm not sure if that's a word. This was something I did in my business for a very long time. I didn't really truly understand it, but looking back now, I see very clearly that I was doing this and I understand why I did it. And this is something I see almost every single day, is I see people that say all of the right things, right? I want to be successful. I want a big business. I want to hit that rank goal, whatever that is. And a lot of you are probably saying this as well. But then when you look at the way they show up in their business every day, their actions are not aligned with what they say their intentions are, right? Like, you're not showing up and you're not acting in the way that somebody that was building a big business would. And that was me forever. I was constantly starting and stopping. I was constantly feeling overwhelmed and always struggled with just doing the things that I had to do to be successful. And I never understood why. And today, I'm going to help you realize why you do this. This, I believe for a lot of you, is going to be one of those light bulb moments. I'm going to create an awareness in you and your business that it may very well be the thing that sets you on a different course. And I'm going to kind of take you through an exercise, really powerful one. So if you'll allow me to, let's dig right into it. So here's the thing I want you to think about. Here's the exercise. I want you to imagine that, let's say tomorrow, that I 10X'd the size of your business. Or if you're somebody maybe that's got a pretty small business, let's throw a number on it that might be more appropriate for you. Let's say I 100X'd your business, right? So whichever one of those two numbers, that, you know, some of you, the 100X might just like immediately make you break out into a cold sweat. The 10X in and of itself might be like, oh my God. When I first say that, sometimes people will say, oh my God, that'd be amazing. Like, so we get this initial idea of, wow, if I could have that much bigger of a business. But then here's where it becomes really stressful and where the anxiety starts to set in. It's 10X your business today. I'm not just saying 10X the results. I'm saying we 10X everything about your business, meaning that we don't just 10X your paycheck, but we 10X all of the other things that you have to do every single day in order for you to maintain the results that you have. Now that is a different conversation, isn't it? So that means that you need to 10X the amount of time that you're putting into your content to maintain what you have, right? Because isn't a big part of what you put into content the messages you send and the conversations you have? Well, if I 10X'd all of that, then now you're having 10X the amount of conversations, whether it's sales conversations, or I 10X the amount of people that are on your team. And that means you need to 10X the amount of support and handholding and motivating and talking off the ledge from quitting that you do every single day. 10X the amount of one-to-one calls that you do in your month, because if you don't do anything, nothing's going to get done. You got to 10X the amount of customers and clients that you have, people that need their hand held and that are a pain in the you know what, that no matter what, it's like nothing in your business can get done unless you're the one that's involved in doing it, right? And so all of a sudden now, 10X or 100X feels very different, doesn't it? See, because then the immediate next thought is this, is what would that do to our actual life? See, the truth of the matter is this, is that if I 10X'd or 100X'd your business tomorrow, you have no life anymore. And there might be an initial excitement with a paycheck or two that comes in, but then once you're actually rooted in the reality of what you have to do to support that based off of the current business that you've built, the plan that you've been acting, it's a whole different animal. And so what I want you to do is, with this in mind, you know, you say, you tell me you want a big business, but do you really? This is the reason why I self-sabotaged for so long. And it's the reason why you self-sabotage. And you're probably not even conscious of it. But it's this idea that if you are to build a big business and if you are to be successful, that every step of the way, that's pulling you further and further away from the life that you actually want to live. And if you don't think that this is something that is at play all of the time behind the scenes in your business and in your mind, it is. This is the reason why you can't go all in. This is the reason why you are so inconsistent is, you know, you're not being honest with yourself. Like, you don't actually want more of what you have. And so what I want to present to you today is maybe that it doesn't have to be this way. Maybe it's almost like, when I think about an analogy, some of you are like trying to drive a race car with the parking brake on, right? It's like you've got this incredible vehicle, you've got this amazing company and these awesome products, and you have this vehicle that can transform people's lives, including your own. And you've got this incredible race car that was designed to go fast, but you've got the parking brake on. And that parking brake is your self-sabotage. It's all of these things. It's like you've created a reality for yourself and your business based off of the plan you've been operating from that you know isn't sustainable. And look, if you're listening to this podcast, you are somebody that wants a lot more than just money and a rank. You know, you want to build a business that actually values relationships, that changes people's lives. You want freedom. It's not just about the money. And so, like, if you value these things over here and you've created a business for yourself that is in direct opposition of you getting those things, you're never really fully going to be able to embrace that. Lack of alignment in your business is always going to keep you stuck. Hey, Bob here, and I want to invite you to check out a brand new program that we just released called Transformed. If you're someone that's tired of all the transactional strategies that are being taught to you, and you're looking for a more authentic way to grow your business that's aligned with your values, then we created Transformed for you. You get to work with myself and my team over the course of 14 days, training and coaching and implementation support. And I'm going to teach you a totally new approach to growing your business. Look, the path forward in 2024 is not just building a bigger business. You've got to learn how to build a better business. And that's what I'm going to teach you how to do. So check out the details in the show notes of this episode. You get all of that stuff that I mentioned. Here's the best part: for less than $10. Hope to see you inside of the program. And so here's the exercise I want you to do. This is like life-changing. Thinking about all of the things that would make this 10X or 100X business not sustainable for you, because you would burn into the ground, probably some of you within days, most of you no more than a couple of months in, right? Your marriage would suffer. You would feel like the worst parent in the world. You would just, like, you'd be plugged in 24/7. But do this: make a list of all of the obstacles, the things that would make that not sustainable for you. So list out the obstacles. Where are all of the areas of your business where this would break down? And so let's just kind of go through some here. Well, number one, it would be the quality of the people you work with, wouldn't it? Like, you couldn't imagine having 10 times more or 100 times more of the kind of people that you have as customers today. It, like, physically would not be possible. And then when you think of your team that need constant handholding and support, that, and, you know, it's like question after question, it's like, it's not doable, right? And so it would start with the quality of the people, right? And what you would really need is you would need the kind of customers and clients that don't need that, right? Like, think about the kind of people you really want to work with. You just don't have enough of the right kinds of people in your business. You don't have the leaders that can shoulder the load, that can do things, and you don't need to be there, right? That you could delegate to. So, you know, a properly designed business, as it grows, it shouldn't require more of your time. It should require less of your time, because you have systems to support the growth. You have intentionally recruited the right people and you've delegated to them and you've given them responsibility and you've helped them grow, right? You would need systems for social media and content. You would need, because of the size of your business, you would have to be able to spend less time on social media, which means that you'd have to have systems and processes in place for doing that, but you'd have to have better quality content so you could achieve better results in less time. And you'd have to know how to attract the right kind of people. You'd have to know how to onboard clients and onboard consultants in a way that made them independent and that they could manage themselves, right? It's like, just make that list and make it as big as you can. All of the constraints of your growth or you being able to sustain that. It's like, here are all the things that I know my business would need. And then here's all you do. The obstacles become the objectives. That list of things, those are all of the opportunities for your business and how you make it happen. They are the prescription for you building the business and the life that you want. You don't have the right people? Figure out how to go find them, right? Get clear on who the right person is. Start to look at your content. Are you putting content out there that would be attractive to that kind of person? Are you personally growing and developing yourself and becoming the kind of person that they would want to work with? Or are you just sitting there hiding behind your products, afraid to put yourself out there and really get people to get to know you? Do you have the right processes and systems in place to be able to really manage your clients, to create great results? And one of the biggest mistakes that people make in their business today is that they look external for growth, right? They're constantly getting a new customer, a new recruit. They think the path to growing a bigger business is always through new, more. And it's not. The only way that you would be able to sustain and have a 10x or 100x be a good thing, you would have to radically shift your focus. You would have to stop looking externally and you would have to start looking at more organic customer-led growth. You would be growing your business through your existing base of customers. You would be retaining them longer. You would be getting referrals. You would be cross-selling. You would be upgrading to team. You would have the systems and support in place to be able to onboard people in a simple way and help them win. You would know how to market and sell in a transformational way that actually works, and you would be able to teach that to other people. So like, just list out all the things and there it is. There's the plan. All that's left is this. You just need to start prioritizing, figuring out what the most important ones are for your business and start checking it off. Look, you have to stop, because this is something I did as well. You've got to stop referencing what exists today to base your belief on what you can create tomorrow. You have to break free from this trap of just trying to build a bigger business, right? The bigger business is, it's this energy of hustle, it's grind, it's go fast. I just got to go bigger, right? So I'm going to do more content. I'm going to talk to more people. That's not the energy or the place you need to come from. You need to actually first take a pause and purposefully slow down and ask yourself, what would it look like to create a better business? Bigger will never create better. Bigger will always get you to a point where you reach your capacity to do more. And you know, every additional client creates more pain because you don't have the time, right? And it's like the team you can't support. And it's just like, at some point you have to recognize that's not the path. At some point it becomes this, realizing that better creates bigger. What would it look like for you to build a better business, one that is more aligned with your values, that would help you achieve your goals of not just hitting a rank or making a check, but actually like building one that is based on relationships, that values a relationship, that doesn't look at people like a number, right? That's focused on serving and delivering results, not just for you, but for your clients and your team members. One that would allow you to authentically show up in your business as who you are, not feel like you have to be someone you're not because you've been taught these transactional ways to market and sell that are like, not you. Like, look at the way you are talking to people on social media and your content. That's not you. It's not who you are in your life. So why are you making it like that in your business? You need a better plan. You need a better business. You need to start breaking it down and building it up with a stronger foundation. And when you do that, that's when transformation occurs. See, transformation can happen over time, or it can happen in a moment. And for many of you, it will happen the moment that you recognize that the new plan is the one that is more aligned with what you really want to create and who you want to be. And then all of a sudden, this path to bigger, it doesn't feel as stressful. It feels more exciting. Your vision of what you can create in your business begins to expand when your business no longer feels like it is at odds with the person that you aspire to be and the life that you want to live. Is this making sense to you? So look, if you're recognizing this is a problem for you, you need to do something about it. Look, I believe we have a better plan. I know we have a better plan. What we teach with Love, Serve, Grow and helping people be more transformational in their approach to business. Like if this feels like it aligns more with who you are, your authentic self and the way you want to live your life, then there's no other option for you. And I get it. It's hard. It's hard to, you know, your upline is a really good person and he or she has the best intentions. And they think they're helping you, but by them teaching you to do the things that you know are not right, you got to go find a different source. You got to find somebody that is teaching a way to build a business that feels like it's the way you want to. And so if that's us, then I'm glad you're here. But I want you to think about this exercise today. This is really, 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 really important. So hope you got some value out of the show today. As always, thanks for hanging out. We'll see you soon on the next episode. Take care.